Ran kufchav zayin amud aleph the top. Tana rabbanim. Ein mashchilin. Tana rabbanim. Ein mashchilin ba'otzer tchila, aval osa bo shvil kedei shiikones v'yetsi. You're not allowed to begin. This goes up, obviously according to Rabbi Yehuda, that since you designated this grain for storage, so you didn't have in mind to be using it, so it's mukza. So you can't begin unless you already designated it to be used for food that you're going to take out of this otzer. So it's mukza. So you can't start an otzer on Shabbos. Aval osa bo shvil kedei shiikones v'yetzi. So you can watch it, but you can walk through it, and as you walk, kick away the tvua and make a path. Rashi. Baraglo. V'hamar say maschilin. Right, l'chora, we said you can't make a shvil. It's mashma over here, you can move the things to the side. We said it's muktzah. When you walk in and out, you can, as you walk in and out, kick the things to the side. Rashi, baraglo, mefana baraglo lekan lekan derech halicha. So delo havi tiltul. That's bechlal not called tiltul, since you're doing it derech halicha. They bring a raya. I think Rav Bakshi Doron brings a raya from here, like the Chazon Ish. As machlokas the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Brura, whether tiltul begufo is also where you're being metaltal the muktzah directly for the sake of the muktzah. You want the muktzah out of the way. Not tiltal begufa like the Gemara speaks about, where you're sleeping on a bed with straw and you're moving the straw with your body. That's for sure mutter. That's called tiltal menatzad, tiltal begufo, and that's not called tiltal. That's not author. Because you're not moving the straw for the sake of the straw. You're moving the straw because you want to turn over in the bed. But here, you want to kick a piece of muktzah to the side. So the Mishnah Berurah holds that's okay, because that's tiltul begufo, that's not called tiltul, and that's mutter. Even though you're doing it for the sake of the muktzah, you're allowed to kick muktzah on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish holds no, that's not called tiltul begufo. Any part of your body is just like your hand. You're not allowed to move muktzah with any part of your body for the sake of the muktzah. So they bring a raya from here that over here, the only heter is, as you're walking, to move it with your feet. Since it's derech halicha, that's not called tiltul. Mashma, if you do it bekavana, that if you'd kick it aside with bekavana, not just derech hilucho, that would be tiltul muktzah. So meila, what's it called, seems to be like the Chazon Ish. I don't know, when I saw this Gemara, I thought just the opposite. That's what's shot in the Gemara, that you're allowed to move it with your feet as you walk, not with your hands, but your feet, because it's mutzah. Okay. Tana rabban. Tvua tzvura. You have a grain that is piled up into a pile. Bizman shehischil bo me'erev Shabbos, mutter listapik minen v'Shabbos. If Erev Shabbos you started to use this tvua, to supply yourself from this tvua, then you're allowed to continue using it on Shabbos. V'imlav also listapik minen v'Shabbos, divir Reb Shimon. Right? And if not, you're not allowed to, what's it called, we'll see 1 second, the Gemara is going to ask on this. Because we said this whole thing is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Shimon holds, he doesn't hold this kind of muktzah. But that's divrei Rabbi Shimon. If you didn't start using it before Shabbos, you can't start on Shabbos, because when Shabbos came in, you had designated this for storage, not for use. Rav Acha mater. And Rav Acha says that it's mutter. Klapi lai. Or says it's mamash the opposite. Pumfakir. Rabbi Shimon is the one who doesn't hold of muktzah, in this kind of muktzah. So why should he hold it if he didn't start it on Shabbos, that it's usher to use? L'chora, it's mutter if you change your mind on Shabbos. You start, you want to use it for supply. You're allowed to use it. Ela ema divri Rav Acha of Rav Shimon mater. Change it around. Rav Acha is the one who says it's usher, and Rav Shimon holds it's mutter. Okay, Rashi. Tvua tzvura, mucha milsa dehuk tzla'otza. Since it's piled up into a pile, so it's obvious that you're intending to store it and not to use it. Listapik lahachal vehemto. But if Erev Shabbos you started to use it to feed your animal, then what's it called? Also divrei Rav Shimon v'Rav Acha, right? That's the girsa we have. Klapi laya, keneged heichon pon hadover. Where's it turning? Klapi laya, which way is it turning? Meaning, it's the opposite. Hazeh ha'omer lehepach, Rav Shimon mater muktza b'chomokah, v'kanu machmer. Laya heichon. Klape means towards, laya where? Kigon chatzvi lenara kagni laya de brachas. We had in brachas that Rav Sheshes, who was blind, So he was going to see the king. And this Saduki came and said, or the what's it called, the pitchers, the whole pitchers all go down to the river. But Cagney, where do the pieces go? Cagney Laya, where do the broken pitchers go? Meaning, you're blind, everybody's going to see the king, you're blind, what are you going to see? Remember, he said, I can know better than you when the king is coming. Okay. Tana, kama shir tvura tsvura. What's the shir of tvura that's called tsvura, that's called stacked, that it's considered already for storage, according to those who hold that it's mukta? Lesech. A lesech, Rashi says, less than a lesech is not called storage. That's not, you weren't makza it, that you're putting it away. Because less than that amount, anyway, eventually you're going to use anyway. Lesech chatzi kurhu, a lesech is a half a kur, which is 15 saw. Anybody have measurements in our terms, how much a saw is? Let's figure out how big this is. Probably could figure it out, but anybody have a what? A third of a mikveh? Yeah, okay. I don't know. Nobody has an art scroll or something that has measurements in it? Huh? Okay, no, that's wait. Okay. Okay. Bo mine Rav Nechumi Bar Zechai me Abaya. Shir tvua tvua tvura bekama. So Rav Nechumi Bar Zechai asked Abaya, right? In order for something, according to those who hold that it's mukta, right, to be considered an otzer, how much is tvua tvura, a pile of tvua, how big does it have to be to be considered an otzer? Omer le, hari omru shir tvua tvura lesech. What's it called? They already said that it's a lesech. Okay, Rashi. Okay, let's go on. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Ba'arba v'chamesh kupos in tfeilo. Al melamute behilucha adif, odil melamute mosi adif. Says that you can carry this amount, what's it called, in four or five barrels. Okay? That means you can't carry more than four or five barrels. You can fill the barrel up. Doesn't make a difference how much you're carrying, as long as you don't carry more than four or five. Okay? Or not. Maybe, what's it called, you can carry the amount that would fill four or five barrels, but you can take it in smaller kalim too, and that's even better. Better, you shouldn't carry something too heavy at a time. So, in other words, you're allowed, from now we're going back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that you're allowed to be mefane four to five barrels, because more than that is tircha yisera on Shabbos, and that's not allowed. Okay? So, what's the tircha over here? The load, the fact that you're carrying a lot of thing, a heavy load, right? And more than four or five barrel fulls is fine. But not more than that, right? Because the idea is not the load. The idea is that you're carrying four different things or five different things. That's the tircha. The tircha is doing more work, not heavier work, more work. Or no, the idea is as long as you don't surpass four or five barrels worth, it's better to take it, let's say, in 20 little containers. Right, even though you're doing more work, but you're doing less heavy work. So which is the ikkar, the heaviness or the what's it called, the doing it more times? Rashi, bedal vehe kupos in tfelo, bekupos atzman hu yafane, v'yemaling imirtze, o sak b'ksefo shir kupa b'pamachas, avol tfelo haloch yoser mehe pamim, kagon lefanos b'kelim k'tane v'yir b'vilich lo. Does it mean that you can take four or five barrels alone? Right, you could, if you fill up the barrel, take as much as you want, but not more than four or five, because you can't work more than four or five times. Right, the mute behilucha adif yafagav dafushe masihu, and therefore the main thing is not to what's it called, do too many times. Right, even though you're carrying extra heavy things by doing it all at once, al dil mamute masihu adif the imbalafanas bekelim tanim kashir hay kupos muter. If you want to take small kalim, as long as you don't take more than the shear of five kupos total, that's even better. Because even though you're doing more times work, but you're doing less heavy work. This kol shayla is only according to Rav Chisda, who says that you're only allowed to take four or five, not like the other sheet, as it said, it's just kedamri inchi, four or five. If you want, need more, you need more. Okay. So that's the shayla, right? Is the shear in the Mishnah dafka four or five kupos, but no more times than that, or is the shear a volume, and you can take as many times as you want? Toshma, the Tani Chada, Mefanan Afilo Arba V'Chamish Kupo, Shokade Shemen V'Shekade Yai. Right, one Brisa says that you're allowed to move out of the way even four and five kupos of Kade Shemen and Kade Yayin, of pitchers of oil and wine. So you have these barrels, and you're taking it out. We think now in pitchers and wine and pitchers, okay, which are smaller. Petanya idach be'eser uve'chameshesrei, and another one says 10 or 15. My law b'hakim iflugi. What's the machlokis? Umar sover mute behilucha adif. Umar sover mute b'masi adif. Well, that one holds that you have to take dafka four or five barrels. You can put the pitchers in the barrels, but you can't take more than four or five times. That's the first brisa, and the second brisa says no. You pour the contents of the barrels into small pitchers. Right, and you carry 5, 10 of them, or 15 of them, or whatever, separate. Smaller amounts, more times. Versus low. So that's the machlokas. Mamish this machlokas. Is the main thing to be mamayit, to minimize the amount of times, or is the main thing to minimize the amount of weight? Versus low. The kulei alman mutabi lucha adif. Everybody holds that you can't do more than four or five times. And you have to take it dafka in the big barrels, right? And therefore, what's it called? Umi savras the eser v'chamishas reyakupos koi, that 10 or 15 is going on the barrels. You're allowed to take 10, 15 barrels. No, akadin koi, right? And it's not talking about the kai. You have 10 or 15 pitchers in the barrels. In other words, the barrels will hold these pitchers. The low kasha, how the mishtakli chad chad bekupa, how the mishtakli tray tray, right? It depends how many, pitchers you're going to be able to take in the barrel. You're taking only one pitcher in a barrel at a time, right? Some say that, you take two pitchers. Some pitchers you can take three, right? So, Rashi says, how the mishtakli, right, you can take the amount of four or five large kupos in 10 to 15 small kupos, and you're ending up carrying or moving 10 to 15 times instead of four to five times. Same weight, but more times. So that's the machlokas. That's what we think. The Gemara says no, akadin koi. The low plike. There's no machlokas over here. The shaila is the metzias. Sometimes in four or five kupos, you're going to have 10 things, sometimes 15 things, sometimes only four or five things. V'hachi komer, v'yud v'tesvav yifane ba'osan he kupos. The amount of pitchers that you have in the barrels fluctuates in how many pitchers you put in each barrel. Hod mishtakli chad echad b'kupa, when you only have one pitcher in each barrel, right, hach detanya dalad vehei lo nochas le minyona dekadin iri bekadim gedolei the mishtakli chada bekupa. Talking about big pitchers that only one will fit in every barrel. So there you're only going to take four or five pitchers and four or five barrels. Okay, the hach detani biasara v'tesvav iri bekadim beinanim. The one that says 10 or 15 is talking about medium sized pitchers. Ubekadim ktanim eser. If you put two pitchers into each barrel, you're going to have 10 pitchers total, but you're only going to be moving five times, because you're going to have two pitchers in every barrel, five barrels. Tesvav, kidemishtakli talta bekupa diktani. And 15 is where you have three pitchers in every barrel. In the end, you're only going to be moving five barrels. But how many pitchers you have, that's what it's telling you. Sometimes you'll have, five pitchers, when the pitchers are big and only one fits in a barrel. Sometimes you'll have 10 pitchers when two fit in the barrel, and sometimes you'll have 15 pitchers when three pitchers fit in each barrel. But in the end, you're never taking more than five individual carryings, five individual barrels. The difference only is how much weight there is, how many pitchers fit into these barrels. That's all. And where do you have pitchers? Do you fit three pitchers into a koopa, three pitchers into a barrel? I don't know if a koopa is really a barrel, but whatever a koopa is, like a barrel. Where do you find that? So Gemara says, the dekure de harpanya. Rashi, dekure de harpanya, but kadin shel harpanya, that were very small pitchers, and three of them would fit into a koopa. Okay. Iboy elohu. Hani arbo v'chamesh de ka'omar. Afal gav de isle orchim tuva. Right, four or five is a maximum, no matter how many guests you have, right? The most you can take out is four or five to make room for them. And if you have a lot of guests, it's tough luck, so they'll squeeze in, right? But more than four or five, they never were matir. That more than that is tircha, no matter how many guests you have. Or hakolafi orchin. Four or five is if you have one guest. If you have more guests, then you can have four or five for each guest. And if you'll assume that it doesn't make sense to think that no matter how many guests you have, you can only move away four or five barrels, so it's more mistaber that you can have four or five barrels per guest, can one person move all of these barrels for any number of guests, right? Or does each person himself can move four or five barrels for himself? He can move four or five barrels to make room for himself. If you have 20 guests, each guest can move four or five barrels, or no. If you have 20 guests, right, one person can move the 80 to 100 barrels. Toshma, Domar Rabba, Omar Abchia, Pam Achas Holach Rebbe L'Mokom Echad, V'ro Mokom Dochuk L'Talmidim. One time Rebbe went somewhere, and he saw that there was no room for the Talmidim. It's very crowded. The Yotzel HaSodin, he went out into the field, U'motza Sodin Malaya Omrin, and he's found the field full of sheaves is omrim, is where you take the sheaves and you already have them into big piles. So what are they called? What? Stacks. I get what? Bundles, that's it. Bundles. No, bundles is good. They're ready, they're the sheaves already bundled. Okay? Those are ready after Emor. And what did he do? The Ema Rebbe kol asoda kula, and Rebbe, what's it called, moved away all the bundles, and made room for the Talmidim. They could sit in the field. That was room for them. Okay, so the obvious question over here is that's ma'amer. Ma'amer is taking things and making them into, not making the bundles. No, that's making the bundles. Once you have tied bundles, moving them aside, that's not called ma'amer. Ma'amer is making the bundles to begin with from the sheaves, but once you have a big, what's it called, bundle tied together, moving that around, or even moving them, a few of them close to each other, that's not called ma'amer. Okay? The original tying the sheaves into bundles is ma'amer. But after that, it's not ma'amer anymore. Okay, so first of all, we see from here that you can move a lot of things if there's more talmidim. We said either between bitl beis hamedrash or because of orchim. Rashi. There's also according to Rav Chisda, because according to one who says you can move as much as you want, there's no shayla. Like,
what?
That you're allowed to move as much as possible. Right here, I don't know. It could be that what's it called, that the wouldn't have said this maisa otherwise. Was no chiddush. It's only a chiddush according to Rav Chisda. The Emer Pina Esa Omrim, the Carmelis Havi. It was a Carmelis, and he moved it less than Dalad Amas at a time to make room for the Talmidim. Toshma the Emer Rebbe, Al Machad Gavra Panina. One person moved them all. Right, 1 second, we didn't get it yet. First we have a Raya from here that you can move as much as you want, if there as much as you need for more orchim, more times four and five. For Rav Yosef on Rav Oshia, pam achas halach Reb Chiya l'makom echad, So we see from these two ma'isim, first of all, that it's not only four or five kupos, but you can ma'amar a whole, you can move a whole sada full of things if you need the room. Right? Maybe one person could do it for everybody, or maybe, what's it called, each person does it for himself. We still don't know. Toshma, the Ima Rebbe. Rebbe did it. Mashmi did it himself. Or says, well, Tamech Rebbe ben Nafshim, or you think Rebbe did it himself, Bichlal? Right? Rebbe, what's he's a Godlador, the Nasi, and he's moving around the Omrim. He's moving around these bundles, right? El Tziva the Imr. He commanded other people to do it. He didn't do it himself, right? Ula Olam kol chad v'chad. Maybe he commanded a lot of people to do it. But it was all considered like he did it because he told them to do it, right? He caused them to do it. So he could have told one person, could have told a lot of people. We still don't know how many people are allowed to be mafane, right? Is it one person? Makes no difference how many things there are, as long as he doesn't go beyond the limit. Or no, each person can do one limit. And if you have more gas, so each person can do their limit, and that's it. We still don't know. From the fact that it says Rebbe did it, doesn't mean he did it himself. And if he didn't do it himself, that means he told somebody else to do it. Maybe he told a lot of people to do it. Okay, Rashi. Rebbe, the Ima Rebbe, Amachad Gavra Panino. One person did everything. Rebbe Benafshe Imer, Bitmi of the Chiurche, the Nasi, Bahachi. That's what the Nasi does. It goes around moving stacks of Tavua in front of other people. Okay, let's go on. What? Right, only according to that Lashon that said right. Besides the fact that, what's it called? That's how Rashi learns. Others hold that, first of all, Sos says that you see the shear of four or five is even for one person. Because otherwise Gemara has a Shaila, what's it called? How much is the shear then for four or five? For how many people? Obviously one person is enough, and Shaila is that's all, or every one person has more. Other Rishonim learned that the Shaila is not only according to Rav Chisda, whatever the shear is, the Shaila is, does everybody have to do it themselves, or one person can do it for everybody, right? The Shaila still applies even to if you hold, you can do more than that. Okay. Let's go on. Orchin, Rav Yochanan. So now, first of all, what are Orchin? What? No, it's Gemara saying maybe. Gemara doesn't know, right? Once we're saying that Rebbe didn't do it himself, there's no more raya. He told somebody to do it, so maybe he told one person, maybe he told a lot of people, and each person did it themselves. So now we have no raya. That's all. Gemara says there's no way of knowing from this maisa if one person did it for everybody, or each person did it for themselves, because surely can't learn that Rebbe did it himself. So he told somebody else to do it. So either he told one person to do it, or he told a lot of people to do it. That's all. Meha Orchin, Amar Yochanan, Gedola Hachnosas Orchin, Kashkamas Beis HaMedrash. It's great, what's it called? Hachnosas Orchin is as great as learning in a Beis HaMedrash. Tiktonim, Meha Orchin, they bittle Beis HaMedrash, because it equates them. You're allowed to go to this tircha of moving things out of the way, right, either for Orchim or for Beis HaMedrash. So you see that they're equal. They're equal. So the need of both of them are equal. Rav Dimi min Ardom or Yosei Mashkosri, even greater than Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash being Machnes Oreach. Diktani Mepneho Orchim, V'hadrim Le'Bitl Beis. First Orchim, that's the main thing. And then also Bitl Beis HaMedrash. Mashkosri Hachnosos Orchim is greater than Bitl Beis HaMedrash. Amr of Yehuda Marav, Gedola Hachnosos Orchim, Epbolos Be'ashchina. Hachnosos Orchim is even greater than receiving the Rabban Shalom's presence. Tichsiv, Ayomer, Hashem, Im Nomatsosi, Chem Beinecho, Anas, Novar Savar. Avraham Avinu was talking to the Rabban Shalom, and then he saw these guests, and he told the Rabban Shalom, you'll excuse me, I have to go do something more important, and he left the Rabban Shalom, and he went to take care of his guests. Right? So they ask, how did Avraham Avinu know this? He didn't learn his Gemara. How do you know he's allowed to leave the Rabban Shalom to go get the guests? Right? So I was thinking very posh. He said, Im noma sasri chen beinecha al no savar. Right? So the Rabban Shalom could have said, I'm sorry, no. Well, you stay here and we continue our conversation. The fact is that the Rav Amshon let him go. So that's the riot, that it was okay. Otherwise, the Rav Amshon would have stopped him. Right? Avram didn't go first. He said to the Rav Amshon, right, Im noma tzoshi chen beinecho, al no saber, please don't leave. And the Rav Amshon didn't leave. He waited for him. Mashma that he agreed with what he did. Because otherwise, the Rav Amshon either would have stopped him and told him, forget it, don't go, or he would have left. One of the two. He would have been, what's it called, showed him you did something wrong. That seems to me. The others say that Avram Avinu's body couldn't do anything that was against halacha. So the fact that he was able to go showed him that in other words, he felt he was sick. He's talking to the Rabban Shalom. All of a sudden, he got this renewed strength that he could run to these guests. He realized that must be the right thing to do because my body wouldn't react, wouldn't give me the power to do it since he was sick if it wasn't the right thing to do. But I think Mike Shad is better. Okay. Much more poshut. I don't know why they don't say it. It seems to me that's very poshut. Okay.
So his kidneys told him what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, fine. Okay. Oh, that's very nice. I'm not saying that's not true. But you don't need that over here.
What? He never would have asked unless he knew he could do it.
He wouldn't have asked to begin with? What?
If you didn't think so, how did he even ask Hashem if he's still talking about Hashem?
I hear. You know, how did he assume even to ask? Okay, maybe. Amar Rabbi Elazar, first of all, what are orchim? Hachnasas orchim. There's a Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin says Hachnasas orchim is only people who come from another city who don't have a place here to eat. The Chora, that would include people who are in your own city but don't have a place to eat. Their house burnt down, right, or whatever. They don't have a place to eat for Shabbos. It doesn't have to be Dafka from another city. Another city means somebody who over here doesn't have a place. Could be even rich people, could be poor people. But it's people who don't have a place unless you invite them. But to invite your next door neighbor who could eat home, that's not called Hachnasas Orchim. That's a Sudas
Arishos. Another city who has a home and he wants to come to be by you.
Yes, yeah, so since he's, yeah, okay, fine. But since now he can't be here unless he's by you, Mestama, that's called Hachnasas Orchim. Some hold that if it has to be Dafka Ashirim, if it's Aniyim, it's Daka, it's not Hachnasas Orchim. Hachnasas Orchim is Dafka, rich people who could, don't need Tzedaka. And others hold that even inviting your neighbor is also called Hachnasas Orchim. It's Machlokos. Okay. Amar Elazar, Bor Eilei Shelo K'Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. Midas Basav Adam Ein Katan Yochel Lomar LeGadol Hamtein Ad She'Ovo Etzlecha. By human beings, the smaller person doesn't tell the bigger person, wait for me till I come back. V'ilu B'Kadosh Baruch Hu K'si V'Yomrim Nama Sosichei. But by the Rabban Shel Olam, even the smaller person can tell the bigger person to wait for him. Avraham Avinu told the Rabban Shel Olam, wait for me. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shila, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shisha Dvarim Adam Ochel Peroseim Bolam Azeva, Keren Keimus Olam Bo. There's six things that a person eats the Peros in this world, but the Keren, the principle, remains for Olam Haba. Because the main Sechar is on Olam Haba. But you get the benefits, the dividends in this world. Deiluhin, Hachnosas Orchim, Bikur Cholim, the Iyun Tfila. Iyun Tfila is davening with Kavana, because there's a kind of Iyun Tfila that's not good. Right? There's a kind of Iyun Tfila that you daven and you expect your Tfila to be answered. That leads a person to heartaches, when you expect that your Tfila is always going to be answered. Right? Sometimes the answer is no, so you can't always expect that you're going to get what you asked for. Tashkamas Beis HaMidrash, getting up early in the morning to go to learn. The Hamagadol Bonav Talmud Torah, a person who raises his children to learn Torah. The Hadonis Chaver LeKafskos, and a person who judges other people favorably. Those six things, you get the dividends in this world, and the Iker Schars in Olam Haba. Eini V'Hanan T'nan Elu Dvorim Shonam Oso Som V'Ochel Perasim Olam Hazeh V'Akeron Kiyamas L'Abob. We have another a Mishnah that says not like that there's other things. The Eluhein, Kibud Avoeim, Ugmilus Chasodim, Vavoshalom Shabino Alam Chadero, the Talmud Tomer, can I get Kula? Here it says only these things. Here it says six things. Here it says these things. Kibud Avoeim, Gmilus Chasodim, and Vavoshalom Shalom Chadero, the Talmud Torah, can I get Kula? But not the other things that we mentioned over here, Achnasas Orchim or whatever. Where it says, Honey in Midachrinilo, Mashma, these things alone and not the other ones. Where it says, Honey Nami. Bahani Shaychi, Rashi. Kashkomas Beis HaMedrash, Midashavi Lahub Masis and Kiadodi. For the first man, the Omer said they're equal, since the Mishnah said those are two reasons why you're allowed to make room for both of these things. Mashman, they're equal. Ne'ashkomas beis hamidrash the tana didan akdama. And the other man, the Omer, says no, it's even greater, because since the hachnosas orchin comes first, it's mashman, that's the main reason, and the other one is only the secondary reason. Al nosaver v'nichu v'holech l'kabla orchin. And he left the Rabban Shom and he went to be mekabla's orchin. So you see that hachnosas orchin is greater than hakbalas pnei hashchina. And that has lamaisa things. They say that if you have to daven, and you have to be machnis orech, and the orchim need you, right? You can't leave them. And what's it called? If you miss davening, you can miss davening. That's hakbalas pnei hashchina. The iyun tefila lechaven b'tefilaso to have kavon. Okay. According to this, that it says Hashem. Im no matzasi chein, he wasn't talking to the guest. Adonai and is a what's it called? Is talking to the guest, but it's shem kodesh. Nafkamina, who Avram was talking to? Was he talking to the guest? Don't leave. Or he's talking to the Rabban Shem. If it's Adonai, then it means my guest, my masters. Right? If it's Adonai with a komatz, then it means the Rabban Shem. And here's where the Rabbeinu Bachya on this piece says that anybody who says Adonai with a patach, when he means Shem Hashem, is Mecharef u'Megadeh. Because it means my masters with a patach. With a komatz, it means one, my master, right? And that's why a lot of people hold that even Svardim shouldn't say I, they should say Oi. Because if you say I, the Rabbeinu Bachya was a Svardi, he said you can't say that. Rav Avadya Yosef says that with all due respect to Ashkenazim, right, the Sfardim have a Mesorah of saying I, but there was a difference between an I with a patach and an I with a komatz. We may not be Bekiyim today, but no Sfardi ever said oi. Right? Even though the Chazon Ish held that Sfardim should say oi, right, when Shem Hashem, right, but Rav Avadya Yosef says that I'm a Sfardi, we never had such a Mesorah, and even though he's right, that Rabbeinu Bachya says Patach and Komatz, but our Patach and Komatz, we had a different eye for Patach and a different eye for a Komatz, right? And that's the difference between them, not I and Oi. Okay. Hani Nami Bahani Shaychi Hachnosas Orkim Ubichu Kolim Hainu Gemilas Chasodim. Now they're included in one when it says Kibud Avaim Ugmilas Chasodim. Gemilus Chasodim includes a lot of the things that are mentioned in the first list. Bikur Cholim, Hachnosas Orchim, is all Gemilus Chasodim. Okay? And what's it called? Hainu Gemilus Chasodim. The Iyun Tfila, Hainu Bechlau Gemilus Chasodim. And Iyun Tfila is also called Gemilus Chasodim. How could that be? Dechsiv, Gomel Nafsho, Ish Chesed. Person, when he can do Chesed for himself. Davening is also a Chesed for yourself. If you're davening for other people, it's a Chesed for them. It's a spiritual chesed. Hashkamas beis hamidrash v'gidul bonim Talmud Torah, hainu Talmud Torah. That's all included in Talmud Torah. And donas chavero lekav schus bichlal havo asholam mevar lechavero. Shehu machriel l'schus. The omar lo chata li bezos. Right? You machriel l'chus, you say you didn't do anything wrong to me. So that's havo asholam. Onus hoya. Oh, the tova niskavin. That's yesholam b'neihem. The guy says, oh, he didn't mean it. He made a mistake. He couldn't help himself. Whatever. Then you make sholam. Rabbi Yochanan Farish Lecha Asad the Bechlal Gimel the Masnis and Isnu Lahanich Vade. So what is Rabbi Yochanan Machadish? That included in the three that the Mishnah says are all these six. The Ikanami Le Kibud Avoein. Rabbi Yochanan Lo Poligalei. There's one more Rabbi Kibud Avoein, right? That Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue on. That's a separate thing. But you can add a lot of others from the other two. What's it called? Havashol Mechavero and Gemilus Chasodim and Talmud Torah. Right, those three, aside from Kibud Avoein, have six of them really that are included in them. That's what it means.